he was a hero of World War II. And that's saying something for a pig. Yes, a pig named King Neptune, who captured the hearts of his country. A pig with his own headstone here near the farm where he grew up. The story of King Neptune is this edition of The American Countryside. It's true, I do travel the countryside for each of the interviews you hear on this show, but I'm also a farmer in Northwest Missouri, and I enjoy sharing stories from agriculture as well. That's why I created the Farming the Countryside show, where I interview guests with information important in farm and ranch country. You can hear us on many local radio stations. Just look for our station list on the Farming the Countryside page on Facebook, or catch it as a podcast on the AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast platform. Listen to Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot BioProven, as we share information those in agriculture need to know.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
From 1942 to 1945, a pig named King Neptune was auctioned again and again to raise money for war bonds. The auctions and the pig were a huge hit, raising $19 million and making Neptune quite famous.
Someone else made him a tiara. One of the jewelers in Anna made earrings, which he wore.
Not only did Neptune raise money, he had his own money, says historian Judy Travelstead.
He had his own bank account. If he needed money out of his bank account, his footprint was on file at the bank, and they used that to stamp the check.
After the war was over, there was some talk that King Neptune might be headed to the Chicago stockyards, but those notions were quickly dismissed. You can't kill a celebrity who helped raise $19 million during the war, even if that celebrity is a pig originally destined to become bacon.
When he got off the circuit, he weighed like 700 pounds. Various companies and individuals donated food. Donated a truck to haul him around.
King Neptune was a celebrity and in many ways a part of the military, just like a soldier. That's how he was treated when he died.
When he died in 1950, there was a full military funeral. A lot of people were there with flowers and so forth.
Today, King Neptune's burial spot has been relocated to a rest stop on Interstate 57, just north of Anna, Illinois, near King Neptune's home. There you'll find a headstone that honors the pig. Judy says kids still write history papers about Neptune, who raised millions, and countless drivers encounter the story as well as they make a stop along the interstate here. Traveling the countryside, near Carbondale, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCrae.